The man who is serving a life sentence for the brutal murder of Peggy Jo Barclay Doob 23 years ago has been granted an extension to his unescorted temporary absences program. David Scott Hall has a further year to complete the previously authorized program because of COVID-19, the Parole Board of Canada said in an April 8 decision. In March of last year, the board denied Hall full parole because it said he presented an undue risk to society at that time. But it granted him 2 5-day unescorted temporary absences, UTAs, from the Federal Minimum Security Institution where he is doing time for the murder of his cousin's wife. The board cited the need for a slow, gradual reintegration into the community as the reason why it authorized the UTAs. The absences, plus necessary travel time to a community residential facility in Windsor, were for personal development for rehabilitation and full parole, and were to be taken within a year. With the time frame about to expire, the board decided earlier this month to extend it, given the only reason they've not been completed are pandemic-related. Barclay Doobie's body was discovered on the kitchen floor of her home on May 3, 1999. The 27-year-old woman was repeatedly stabbed and slashed with a cutting implement that caused major wounds to her neck, face and throat. She received 37 wounds, 24 of which were defensive, and she died from a fatal hemorrhage. No motive was established for the attack. A jury found Hall guilty of second-degree murder in 2000. He was sentenced to life with no parole eligibility for 15 years. Forensic evidence, blood drops, as well as shoe prints from sneakers found at his parents' home, linked him to the crime, the parole board reminded him in their recent decision. The board said it weighed the aggravating and mitigating factors. These included your maintenance of innocence for the horrific crime for which a jury convicted you, it told the now 50-year-old man. Nonetheless, the board concluded your low risk of reoffending is manageable under a structured UTA framework. There are victim considerations in this case, the board also said. Those most closely impacted by your heinous action speak of the devastating loss and ongoing harm they continue to suffer. Barclay Doobie's family requested that a special condition, regarding no direct or indirect contact with them, imposed last year, remain in effect. As a result, Hall must stay away from Sault Ste. Marie, Ottawa, Fergus, Algoma District and the Greater Toronto Area. As well, the board set another condition requiring him to report all intimate sexual and non-sexual relationships and friendships with females to his parole supervisor also will continue. After the absences were authorized last year, Hall was again before the parole board on October 29. Information from an unknown source alleged that he was involved in an inappropriate relationship with a female staff member in the prison kitchen. Hall denied it, and an investigation found no information to confirm the allegation. The board took no action, meaning his UTAs could still continue when the circumstances permitted. It noted that Hall, a first-time offender, continues to work full-time in a position of trust, where he has received good reports. As well, he participated in 7 escorted temporary absences, between September and December of last year, volunteering at a church, where no concerns were raised. The board concluded that the previously authorized UTAs remain a key element for structural and gradual reintegration.